From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Cowboys for Trump founder and Republican Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin was detained in Washington, D.C. on Sunday for his alleged involvement in the January 6th Capitol riots. The Federal Bureau of Investigation took Griffin into custody, and U.S. Capitol Police later charged him with knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority. Griffin was in D.C. for the official counting of the presidential electoral votes on January 6th. I spoke with Griffin on January 12th about the protests.
We weren't being destructive. We were just all marching forward. And then a door opened, which allowed access up to an outside staircase. And so I went up some outside stairs, and I sat about five steps away from where the president is inaugurated into office at.
During a recent Otero County Commissioners meeting, Griffin said he was planning on bringing his own firearms to D.C. on Inauguration Day. Quote, "I will embrace my Second Amendment. I will keep my right to bear arms," end quote. Steve Pierce, the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, issued a statement saying that Mr. Griffin does not represent the Republican Party of New Mexico, nor does he speak for the party. As of 4 p.m. on Sunday, Griffin remained in detention. The 2021 New Mexico legislative session begins on Tuesday for one day. Then they're off for 6 days before reconvening. I asked Eddy County Representative and Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend about that.
I don't know that that's true. What I do know is that required by Constitution to convene on Tuesdays on the block, first of all, try to pass a feed bill, but it's a bill that pays for the legislature.
The New Mexico Department of Health reported that two females, both from Eddy County, died as the result of the coronavirus on Sunday. A woman in her 50s and one in her 60s, both were hospitalized with underlying conditions. A woman in her 90s from Lee County also died on Sunday from complications of the coronavirus. 26-year-old Trevor D. Hoyle of Redosho has been charged with an open count of murder in the alleged shooting death of 42-year-old Nathaniel Chi on Friday. A Redosho Downs police officer was involved when he fired upon the suspect who was fleeing the scene. That shooting is being investigated by state police. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Aries.